Welcome to the other side. A place where daydreams and nightmares mix together to create a fantasy world full of lions, tigers, and bears. Relax and let your mind float downstream, crossing boundaries you never knew existed. Once you've tasted this forbidden fruit, you'll find it hard to resist the temptation to want to tune in each and every week. That's The Other Side, a place you can only find on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on KVMR.
Where are you from?
I am Myanmar. Do you have bonbon? You fine. You are what Brazil. I said come back. You must be very happy.
Maybe later.
Maybe see later at my school.
See you later, alligator.
After we have to go out.
Greetings and welcome to The Other Side. My name is Tenali Journey Afar, and producer of Muddy Boots, here to present Sound But Different Part 1. Indeed, it's bound to be a very special show, a color of roving sound like splatters on a canvas, a sound painting. Unusual too, because for the next 2 hours, we will listen to field recordings I've made since the mid-90s, traveling the world. The first hour will flow between recordings made in the Americas and the UK, while the second hour will showcase recordings from a recent trip to Southeast Asia, specifically Myanmar, Thailand, Laos, and Cambodia. Of note, the recordings were collected spontaneously and more often than not in less than ideal conditions. They were gathered in diverse environments, such as a remote campfire, to a bustling street market, from froggy marshes to a stringy puppet show, psychedelic carpeted casinos to mighty castles, and a dystopian theme park to ancient temples. Field recordings not only help to relive an experience, but they can also arouse new imaginings. So, without further ado, I invite you all to embark on this voyage called Sound But Different. We'll commence with one of my favorite quotes in regards to travel, taken from the TV series Northern Exposure. As shadows lengthen across the Cape Air window, thoughts turn to homecoming, journeys end. Because in a sense, it's the coming back, the return which gives meaning to the going forth. We really don't know where we've been until we've come back to where we were. Only, where we were may not be as it was because of who we've become. Which is, after all, why we left.
Take us there, my brother. Take us home.
Hey, we got some special visitors passing by in a hot air balloon. I see Dorothy and Toto up there. There they are in the rainbow balloon.
Stand up so they can see the picture.
Everybody shine at the picture.
Around the world in 80 days.
Proverb for you from the great Zoltar. Be happy while you're living, for you're a long time dead. Go ahead, my friend. Get yourself a little treat today. After all, you only live once, no? Give Zoltar more monies, and I will give you more wisdom for your journey.
Okay, we got to the starting point. There was a lot of people there, but nobody seemed to know what was going on, and that seemed to be a great virtue.
Thank you. Wait.
If we're here all night, you're gonna hear a lot of what?
I see.
Well, he'll try to act like it's a faculty decision on a chair decision on stuff. So when an email gets sent out, he'll be like, I think we need to discuss this at our next department meeting. What do the rest of you think? And so I won't respond. No one responds to his email.
Good.
And I don't put it on the agenda because he didn't ask me to. So I don't. You know, and he realizes he has no power now, and it's great. Yeah.
Note to self, work as hard as you can to make your speech slur so that the thing cannot interpret it later. We'll see about that.
If you want to see the threats do it, 1, 2, 3, scream for me! That's better.
Okay. He's trying to give things away. He's trying to share the love.
That's
and the cops ask one.
That's an anti-capitalist statement. Give things away.
That it's true as I'm standing here. Age is simply a matter of mind. If you don't mind, it don't matter. So go on and act like the kid you are in your heart. But first, give me some more treasure, and Pappy will give you wisdom that's older than time itself.
He would never go
put
again.
Hey, Vangel on the stress hotline. I guess you'd call me at night.
Oh, my God.
Surprised to know those things that are nice. I like to be with people who are as fun and adventurous on as well. He's into having fun. Have fun. I enjoy having fun, yes. But for somebody who likes to have a lot of fun, or looking for someone to have fun with.
Love to have a good time, able to have fun.
Hey, what? Who's gonna clean this up?
Them.
Throw this one.
Watch it. There's a big, giant purple ball bumper behind you. Uh-oh. Everybody back up. This could go just about anywhere except hit the target. What are you aiming for? Where do you think you're going? Come on, really try this time. Give it up. It'll never happen.
Meditating, and Splinter came out. It was amazing. That shit happened right next to my bed. Like, I was in my bedroom. I was sitting around the fire with Splinter and this one. And
was that a repetitive one?
No, I had it, but I'll never forget it. It's so amazing.
Anybody got a pocket dragon?
The quartz megalith, a metakelt in the Mayan. They pointed skyward and they climbed up the belt of Orion. Now Caesar never saw the blade, but he felt it inside him. Sometimes the roar of a lamb is in the yelp of a lion.
You need to stay in the
tent. Hey, look at you, dude.
Hey, I found a huge rock right here.
Whoa.
That's sick.
Is it hard?
Yes, it's very hard.
Awesome.
It's huge, and there's like a whole bunch of rock formations around me.
Sweet.
You guys can come enjoy it with me if you'd like. I'm very comfortable right here.
I can play this thing forever off on too. I can do a story. You guys want to hear a story?
Yeah.
Okay, I like telling stories. I'm better at stories than songs. I'd like to be very good at songs sometimes. You guys want to hear the story of a different bird, right? The eagle and the condor? It's about two different people. Or do you guys want to hear the story of Rainbow Crow? Rainbow Crow is a lot of fun, but Eagle and Condor is kind of curious method.
Rainbow Crow!
Okay.
An element of chaos in all that we do. This madness, I covet it and I wish it for you and you and you, because life's greatest achievements are only relatively permanent, and taking things too seriously will make one constipated. But if one doesn't take things seriously enough, then they will fall and miss the radiant gem of cosmic delight buried in it all. It is a kind of balancing act on a wall that is crumbling and old. One side of this wall burns like nuclear hemorrhoids, and the other side is too cold. This balancing act requires jumping as you fall, so that you fall up and right back onto the wall. Confusing at times, I know, but that is no reason to lose your calm, because confusion ridden through and through will transform into a balm. And everyone is a reflection, which cannot be emphasized enough. For reflections of reflections are a raw, potent raw material for that idealistic stuff. But watch ever closely the personal ego and the petty measured doses, and sip the kinds of ales that will make us think we are Moses, and wield the individual ego the way it was meant to be, which is a thousand-edged sword that can see what cannot be seen. For only a blade, a sword with at least a thousand edges, can smell a thousand roses, and can smell a thousand noses, and find at least a thousand different ways to plant a thousand roses.
The spirit that was in front of me turns around and says, breathe it in. And so I said, okay.
Yeah! Host, so thoroughly bad to the bone that in her syllables alone she lets you know what your fate will be if you spend too much time chasing her dainty feet. Poe, you will be broke. Eh, because you're broke, you'll be going, ah! And tree, you'll be living under a tree.
Thank you.
You have eyeballs all over you. On your body. I mean, right here, you got the third eye, but they're in your hand. You know, you ever seen someone open their hand and the eyeball would pop out? You know, sometimes they're not so big of an eyeball, you know, in the hand, but they're smaller beings. And they're actually, the wood people, if you're camping out in the woods, they could actually go in.
Hey, matey! If it were up to us, we'd be mindless and crazy. But poetry, you see, blows up the floating mind. Bah! Because it's bold! And it's beautiful!
Oh.
No. No.
I know.
It's
not.
It's strictly for half a second.
Do you believe in magic?
I was on top of this building here, jump off, triple somersault, landed right in the target. That was simply my entrance. Just think how good the rest of the show is going to be.
Welcome back to Exo 5000.
Welcome back to Exo 5000. Sit or lie comfortably, quietly. Allow yourself to be here. Fully in this moment. With your eyes closed, begin to connect with your inner world of thought and feeling.
Well, what fit this into birthday? Your living room would consume our whole house. So.
We had three different sets of builders working there last week and I was trying to keep peaceful.
Sorry, mate, I first time here. It's a one-way door.
Thank you.
gets bogged down in all the swamps and marshy parts of Scotland. You have to haul it out, and eventually you get it to the battlefield. You fire that cannon, bang! And then you have to wait an hour. See, the cannon is so large and powerful that it takes an hour to cool down every time you fire.
Humane treatment by those swine. 14 weeks they were kept in the holds.
I pray that John Paul Jones will soon be asleep.
That would be good news. He would soon bring those arrogant British admirals to their knees.
In late March, 1306, Robert the Bruce was enthroned as King of Scots at Scone in Perthshire. There, he was crowned with a sceptre of gold by Isabella, Countess of Buchan. Legend tells that the gold from Bruce's simple sceptre forms part of the Scottish crown today. There is no proof that this is so, but the sceptre of gold begins the remarkable story of the honours of the kingdom, Scotland's crown jewel.
Here's this little guy who worked his way up to the military telling the guy to watch.
Don't go away. Take a fire and then go away.
Hello, recorder. This is Peter.
He's not gonna get me. He's going on in a minute. I'm gonna shoot him anyway. About enough of
it. Oh yeah.
I've had enough of this.
Place to work, but you have to take care of it. The machines didn't stop for no one, so there's only accidents, and sometimes worse.
Charity and kindness admit of no exception. That they extend to every child of man, however he may have been taught, however he may have been trained. They consider not what country gave him birth, what may be his complexion. Women will no longer be dependent upon men. They will be equal in education, rights, privileges, and personal liberty. To train and educate the rising generation will at all times be the first object of society. The working classes may be injuriously degraded and oppressed when they are neglected in infancy, when they are overworked by their employer, or when they are paid low wages for their labor. 8 hours daily labor is enough for any human being. 2 evenings in the week will be appropriated to dancing and music. But on these occasions, every accommodation will be prepared for those who prefer to study. And under proper arrangements, sufficient to afford an ample supply of food, raiment, and shelter for the necessaries and comforts of life. And for the remainder of his time, every person is entitled to education, recreation, and sleep. and they will be surrounded by dogs, have abundance of space in all directions to keep the air healthy and pleasant. But they will have walks and plantations before them. You may know that I have spent a great part of my life in a quest for universal harmony.
Back so I get you all in.
Can't hear me.
I can't shout too loud.
What?
Right. No hiding in the back there. I can see you. You've got a lady next to you. She's hiding. Just go back a wee bit. That's it. Ella, come to the front. Usher, excuse me. Where are you going? No. I'll cut you off. You need to go in the back. Just slide in the back. That's better. And the lady in front of you, just slide in there a wee bit. Right, hang on. Nobody hiding? Is everybody there? Yeah. Can we have 3 cheers for the bridegroom? Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Put that flag down. Right, big family hug. Arms around each other, all of you. Big family hug.
Get off me.
That's it. Right, give the person next to you a big kiss. Go.
That always gets us. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I want you to lead me through the speaking of language so delicate and gentle, so peaceful and clear, so adorning and resolute, that the syllables escape from my conscience in the haste of fleeting, tortured prisoners. Our synchronous tones of subtle clarity will be as theirs, emerging into the sharp light of morning in petrichor.
Ghost story from Texas. In Old Seguin, a headless son of the South marches north each night on Milam Street. Through walls and porches, sadnesses and joys, he searches for his mind. The spiritualists shout, walk into the light and be absorbed into goodness. But somewhere near oblivion, a bone-dry skull weeps with empty eyes for direction.
So I am your questioner. Question. I have already ready question. I am asking you one question. If you can give me answer, I will be very proud of you. The question is this. Very carefully listen first. Don't rush. I am I, and you are you. I am I, and you are you. Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? What is the difference between me and you? No, don't rush. Tell me, what is the difference between me and you? Now if you tell, start the first thing. How will you tell the difference? Your name is already for you. So we will be dealing with many, many mysterious questions.
Cartwheel!
But until I manifest my divine pastimes on this earth,
Thank you.
Welcome again to The Other Side. My name is Topographic Tenali, producer of Muddy Boots, presenting part one of Sound, But Different, a collection of field recordings I've made around the world. The first hour, we have explored the Americas and the UK, including recordings from faraway places like Rainbow Gatherings, Las Vegas, the Scottish Highlands, sounds from Dismaland, Banksy's art exhibition housed inside a dystopian theme park, and other assorted bits and pieces. Here to present what we've heard thus far, I warmly introduce my friends Lacey Snow, the Driftless Princess, Bonsai Potion Castle, Merlin the Phantasmic Oracle, and the Little White Wolf Dogs, collectively known as the Holy Divers.
Way back over yonder, we started with
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, played on a musical saw by Henry the Fiddler.
Next we heard Ethno Gonzo's Auditory Funniography, recordings made over a two-day jaunt through the exotic neon of Las Vegas.
Then we heard Mishmash, a hodgepodge of recordings from Wisconsin and California, as well as Mexico, Scotland, and Cambodia.
Next we heard B-side, The Fire's Dream Talk, recorded at the 2010 annual Rainbow Gathering in Pennsylvania.
Next we heard Rainbow Bull Poem, a mashup of Rainbow Field recordings.
Then we heard Dismal Castle, recorded in the fall of 2015 in the UK.
Then we heard Sound of Circling Around Big Creek, recorded at the 2011 Rainbow Gathering in Washington.
And lastly, we heard Rainbow Getting There, another mashup of Rainbow Field recordings.
Thanks again for tuning in. Coming up in the second hour of Sound, But Different, we'll explore the spellbinding sounds of Southeast Asia. You won't want to miss this. Stay tuned.